The greatest stories, Jacob and wrestling with God. The story of Jacob, the man who wrestled with God, is a profound testament in the Bible about personal struggle and spiritual transformation. From a young age, Jacob vied for power with his brother Esau and deceived his father to receive a blessing. Throughout his journey of fleeing and living at his uncle Laban's house, Jacob experienced numerous trials and tribulations. Jacob's story begins even before his birth, with a divine prophecy foretelling a life filled with struggle and conflict. When Rebekah, Isaac's wife, was pregnant with twins, she felt an unusual turmoil in her womb. Concerned, she inquired of the Lord and was told that two nations were in her womb, and the older would serve the younger, Genesis 25:23. This prophecy set the stage for Jacob's tumultuous life, marked by conflict and divine purpose. When Rebekah gave birth, the firstborn was Esau, with red hairy skin, and he was named Esau. His younger brother, grasping Esau's heel, was named Jacob, meaning supplanter or heel grabber. From birth, Jacob was destined to challenge the existing order and reach for what was not initially his. This struggle, beginning at birth, would profoundly shape his life and legacy. As the twins grew, their differences became more pronounced. Esau, favored by Isaac, became a skilled hunter, living a life of abundance and freedom, fully immersed in the wilderness's beauty and challenges. In contrast, Jacob, loved by Rebekah, was a quiet man, preferring to stay around the tents, Genesis 25, 27-28. This parental favoritism sowed seeds of division and led to one of the most infamous deceptions in the Bible. The critical opportunity came when Esau returned from the field, exhausted and famished after a long day of hard work under the sun. Jacob was cooking red stew, and Esau, driven by hunger, begged for some. Seizing the moment, Jacob demanded Esau's birthright in exchange for the meal. Esau, focusing on his immediate need rather than his long-term inheritance, agreed and sold his birthright to Jacob, Genesis 25, 29-34. This act of cunning deceit not only reflected Jacob's character, but also foreshadowed a greater deception yet to come. Years later, as Isaac aged and his eyesight failed, he prepared to bestow his blessing upon Esau, his favored son. However, Rebekah, overhearing Isaac's intentions, decided to intervene. She devised a plan for Jacob to receive the blessing instead of Esau. Rebekah meticulously prepared a savory meal, dressed Jacob in Esau's clothes, and cleverly covered his hands and neck with goat skins to mimic Esau's hairy appearance, Genesis 27:1-17. When Jacob approached Isaac, the deception was nearly flawless. Although Isaac was initially suspicious, he was ultimately convinced by Jacob's disguise. Isaac blessed Jacob, conferring upon him the promises of prosperity, dominion, and divine favor, Genesis 27:27-29. This blessing, intended for Esau, irrevocably altered Jacob's life and set in motion a series of events leading to his profound transformation. Esau's wrath upon discovering the stolen blessing was fierce. He vowed to kill Jacob, who fled to his uncle Laban's house in Haran. On his way at Bethel, Jacob had a remarkable dream. He saw a ladder reaching from earth to heaven with angels ascending and descending. The Lord stood above the ladder and reaffirmed the promises made to Abraham and Isaac, assuring Jacob of his protection and presence, Genesis 28:10-15. This divine encounter marked the beginning of Jacob's spiritual awakening. He vowed that the Lord would be his God if he kept him safe on his journey, Genesis 28:20-22. Yet Jacob's transformation was far from complete. He still had many trials to endure and lessons to learn. In Haran, Jacob encountered his match in Laban, a man as cunning and deceitful as himself. Jacob fell in love with Rachel, Laban's younger daughter, and agreed to work 7 years for her hand in marriage. However, on the wedding night, Laban deceived Jacob by substituting Leah, Rachel's older sister. Despite his anger, Jacob agreed to work another 7 years to marry Rachel, Genesis 29:15-30. Jacob's time with Laban was marked by hard labor, family strife, and divine blessing. Despite Laban's attempts to cheat him, Jacob prospered, accumulating large flocks, servants, and wealth through God's favor, Genesis 30:25-43. Yet his heart remained restless, yearning for a return to his homeland and reconciliation with Esau. Jacob's journey home was fraught with anxiety and fear. He dreaded meeting Esau, who had sworn to kill him. In a desperate bid to appease his brother, Jacob sent lavish gifts ahead, hoping to soften Esau's heart. Genesis 32:3-21. But as he camped by the Jabbok River, Jacob faced a struggle that would change him forever. That night, Jacob wrestled with a mysterious man until daybreak. This wasn't just a physical struggle, but a profound spiritual battle. Jacob, realizing he was wrestling with a divine being, refused to let go until he received a blessing. The man touched Jacob's hip, dislocating it, but Jacob persisted. At dawn, the man blessed Jacob, renaming him Israel, meaning he struggles with God. Genesis 32:22-30. This encounter marked a significant turning point in Jacob's life. No longer the deceiver, he was now Israel, a man transformed by his struggle with God. This new identity reflected the profound spiritual change within him. Jacob had faced his greatest fears, wrestled with his faith, and emerged with a new sense of purpose and God's grace. Jacob's limp, a remnant from the struggle, became a symbol of his newfound humility and dependence on God. This physical imperfection highlighted the spiritual strength he had gained. Jacob's persistence in seeking God's blessing, despite his past deceptions, emphasized the transformative power of divine encounters. As Jacob approached Esau, he bowed low, demonstrating his newfound humility. To Jacob's surprise, Esau ran to meet him, embracing him with tears of joy. This unexpected reconciliation not only reflected God's grace, but also demonstrated the power of forgiveness. Genesis 33:1-11. Jacob's anxiety was replaced with peace, and the broken relationship between him and Esau was mended. However, Jacob's journey was not yet complete. He returned to Bethel, where God reaffirmed his covenant promises. Jacob, now Israel, built an altar and dedicated his life and family to God. Genesis 35:1-15. Despite facing the loss of his beloved wife Rachel and betrayal by his sons, Jacob's faith remained steadfast. He witnessed God's promises being fulfilled in his lifetime and passed away in peace, confident that his descendants would inherit the promised land. Lessons from Jacob's life. Jacob's story offers profound lessons for Christians today, illustrating the power of transformation through encounters with God and the importance of perseverance and faith. Despite his flaws, Jacob's journey is a vivid testament to how persistence and the desire for God's blessing can change a life. 1. Faith and perseverance. Jacob's unwavering pursuit of God's blessing, even when faced with significant trials and personal cost, underscores the importance of steadfast faith. Believers are called to maintain their trust in God's promises despite any adversity. 2. Humility and dependence on God. Jacob's limp, a result of his divine struggle, symbolizes humility and dependence on God. True strength comes not from self-reliance, but from recognizing our need for God's grace and guidance. 3. Reconciliation and forgiveness. Jacob's reconciliation with Esau showcases the power of forgiveness and the potential to restore broken relationships through God's intervention. Christians are encouraged to seek reconciliation and extend forgiveness, trusting in God's ability to heal and restore. 4. Divine encounters. Jacob's dream at Bethel and his wrestling match at the Jabbok River demonstrate the profound impact of divine encounters. These moments of spiritual revelation and transformation are pivotal in shaping a believer's faith journey. 5. Legacy and promise. Despite his imperfections, Jacob's life fulfilled God's promises. His descendants became the nation of Israel, and through them, God's redemptive plan unfolded. This reminds believers that God's promises are sure, and he accomplishes his plans through imperfect people who are willing to submit to his will. The broader context of Jacob's journey. The Jacob story is not just a personal journey. It is an essential part of God's greater plan of redemption for humanity. From Abraham's covenant to Joseph's rise in Egypt, Jacob's life is a crucial link in the chain of events leading to the birth of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. One of the most significant moments in Jacob's life occurred at Bethel. While fleeing from Esau's wrath, Jacob stopped for the night and used a stone for a pillow. In his dream, he saw a ladder reaching from earth to heaven, with angels ascending and descending on it. At the top stood the Lord, who reaffirmed the covenant promises made to Abraham and Isaac, Genesis 28:10-15. The ladder was not just a sign of God's continuous presence, but also a powerful symbol of the connection between heaven and earth. It represented the bridge between the divine and the human, foreshadowing the ultimate connection that would be made through Jesus Christ. In the New Testament, Jesus refers to himself as this ladder, the way to the Father, John 1:51. Jacob's time in Haran was marked by hard labor and family strife, but also by divine blessing. His love for Rachel was profound, motivating him to work 14 years in exchange for her hand in marriage. Despite Laban's deceit, Jacob's perseverance paid off, and he was eventually able to marry Rachel. However, Jacob's family life was complicated. He had children with Leah, Rachel, and their maidservants, leading to intense rivalry and jealousy. Yet through all this, God continued to bless Jacob, and his flocks increased greatly, showcasing God's favor and fulfillment of his promises. As Jacob prepared to return to his homeland, he was filled with fear at the prospect of facing Esau. His efforts to appease his brother with gifts highlighted his human anxiety and desire for reconciliation. Yet his divine encounter at the Jabbok River demonstrated that true reconciliation and transformation come from God alone. Jacob's wrestling match with the mysterious man at the Jabbok River is one of the most enigmatic and powerful episodes in the Bible. This struggle was not merely physical, but deeply spiritual. Jacob, who had spent his life grappling with others to achieve his ends, now found himself grappling with God. The man who was God in human form engaged Jacob in a struggle that lasted until daybreak. Despite his physical injury, Jacob clung to the man, refusing to let go until he received a blessing. This persistence paid off as Jacob was given a new name, Israel, symbolizing his new identity and transformed character. Your Jacob's new name, Israel, signified a profound change. No longer the deceiver, he was now one who struggles with God. This name change reflected his spiritual journey and the transformation that had taken place within him. Jacob's limp served as a constant reminder of his encounter with God and his dependence on divine strength. One of the most moving aspects of Jacob's story is his reconciliation with Esau. Despite his fears, Jacob approached Esau with humility, bowing low to the ground. Esau's response was unexpected. He ran to meet Jacob, embracing him with tears. This moment of reconciliation was a powerful testament to the healing power of forgiveness and God's ability to mend broken relationships. After reconciling with Esau, Jacob returned to Bethel, where God reaffirmed his covenant promises. Jacob built an altar and dedicated his life and family to God, marking a new chapter in his spiritual journey. Despite the challenges and losses he faced, including the death of Rachel, Jacob's faith remained steadfast. He saw the fulfillment of God's promises in his lifetime and died in peace, knowing his descendants would inherit the promised land. Jacob's life was filled with ups and downs, deceit, and divine encounters. Yet through it all, God's faithfulness remained constant. Jacob's descendants became the 12 tribes of Israel, and through them, God's redemptive plan unfolded. This legacy serves as a powerful reminder that God's promises are sure, and his plans are accomplished through imperfect people who are willing to submit to his will. Theological reflections, lessons for today. Jacob's story is rich with theological insights and practical lessons for Christians today. His journey from deceit to divine blessing, from fear to faith, mirrors the Christian journey of redemption and renewal. Here are some key takeaways. Punriyon 1, faith and perseverance. Jacob's perseverance in seeking God's blessing, even when it came with a physical cost, underscores the importance of steadfast faith. Believers are called to persist in their spiritual journeys, trusting in God's promises even in the face of adversity. 2, humility and dependence on God. Jacob's limp, a result of his struggle, symbolizes the humility and dependence on God that believers must embrace. True strength comes not from self-reliance, but from recognizing our need for God's grace and guidance. 3. Reconciliation and forgiveness. Jacob's reconciliation with Esau highlights the power of forgiveness and the possibility of restoring broken relationships through God's intervention. Christians are encouraged to seek reconciliation and extend forgiveness, trusting in God's ability to heal and restore. 4. Divine encounters. Jacob's dream at Bethel and his wrestling match at the Jabbok River demonstrate the profound impact of divine encounters. These moments of spiritual revelation and transformation are pivotal in shaping a believer's faith journey. 5. Legacy and promise. Despite his imperfections, Jacob's life fulfilled God's promises. His descendants became the nation of Israel, and through them, God's redemptive plan unfolded. Believers are reminded that God's promises are sure, and his plans are accomplished through imperfect people who are willing to submit to his will. Jacob's story is a profound lesson in faith and transformation. From his struggle with God to his reconciliation with Esau, Jacob's journey illustrates the power of perseverance and the pursuit of God's blessing. It emphasizes the importance of facing fears, embracing humility, and trusting in God's promises. Reflecting on this story, we are reminded of the steadfastness in faith and the transformative power of divine encounters. Jacob's story encourages us to continue seeking God's presence and embracing transformation in our own lives.